From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, November 20th, 2015. I'm Philip Grant. Harry Teasdale is reporting in the Columbia paper that following a recommendation by the Economic Development Committee this week, the Columbia County Board of Supervisors appears ready to resume funding the Columbia Economic Development Corporation. County payments that support the operation for the not-for-profit CEDC were suspended earlier this year after a state agency found some members of the CEDC board had potential conflicts of interest related to the expansion project of the Ginsburg Wholesale Food Company. The draft of the new contract between the Board of Supervisors and the CEDC calls for the county to pay the CEDC $327,750 by the close of 2015 and a total of $437,000 in 2016. ANCRAM Supervisor Art Basin, a member of the Economic Development Committee, said on Tuesday, November the 17th, that the steps taken by the board president, Tony Jones, and interim executive director, Michael Tucker, had, and I quote, changed the tone of the conversation, end quote, concerning CEDC, and that the board seemed likely to adopt the new contract. At the CEDC membership meeting last week, Jones introduced what he called a reinvigorated agency, complete with a new slogan. Choose Columbia for business for life. A draft of the new contract is available at the CEDC website, www.columbiaedc.com. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Katie Kosajansky is reporting in the Daily Mail that outgoing Catskill Town Supervisor Joseph Leggio said on Thursday, November the 19th, that the days of entitlement for retired town employees and their spouses are closing fast. Leggio said he may propose either to eliminate all health care benefits to all retirees and let them delve into the state's health care marketplace, or call for a full stop to retiree benefits and raise current town employee contributions from 20% to 25%. Leggio was incensed by an explosive meeting on Wednesday when some retired town employees and their spouses sounded off about a possible cut in town reimbursements for health care benefits. He said the town has lost $30 million in assessed value during the past 5 years. That translates to a tax revenue loss of $25,000 every year for a five-year total of $125,000. Meanwhile, Leggio said, the biggest expense in the town budget is employee benefits. All town employees not covered by union contracts contribute 20% to health care, he said. Town budget officer Michael Richardson said, and I quote, each year the town has reimbursed $1,256 per person a year. With the tax levy rising by 5% this year, the town's fiscal situation is unsustainable with this current budget, end quote. The Catskill Town Board will hold a final 2016 budget hearing at 6 p.m. tonight, Friday, November the 20th, at Town Hall. You can read the full story in the Daily Mail. The Daily Freeman is reporting Mid-Hudson counties had a mix of employment gains and losses in the 12-month period ending October the 31st, the State Department of Labor reported on Thursday, November the 19th. While Greene County gained 200 non-farm jobs for an October 2015 total of 15,100, Columbia County remained unchanged at 22,100. However, the Dutchess-Putnam Metropolitan Division, which includes all of Dutchess County, suffered a sharp loss. The division's non-farm jobs total last month decreased a full 2%. State did not provide private sector jobs data for Greene or Columbia counties. Statewide, non-farm employment grew, and in the private sector alone, the 12-month statewide gain was more than 2%. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Michael DeMasi in the Albany Business Review reports that in Albany County, Xerox recently moved 400 employees into a 92,000-square-foot former shopping center in Menands. The company has a five-year, $565 million contract with the State Health Department to modernize New York's Medicaid computer system. The shopping center is near I-787 and I-90 in Albany County. You can read that full story in the Albany Business Review. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a sunny day for today with a temperature high near 55 degrees. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 27. The forecast for the weekend on Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 51 degrees. Saturday night, scattered rain showers after 1 a.m., mixing with snow after 4 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 35. And on Sunday, scattered rain and snow showers before 7 a.m., then scattered rain showers between 7 a.m. and noon. It will be mostly sunny with a high near 50 degrees. Sunday night partly cloudy with a low around 27. Sunrise today was at 6:52 a.m. and the sun will set at 4:29 p.m., providing us with 9 hours and 37 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 20th day of November 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.